You are listening to
Radio Free Cybertron.
Radio Free Cybertron.
And now, here is your host, Brian Kilby.
Yes, you are listening to Radio Free Cybertron, the original, the best in Transformers Internet Radio. As usual, I am your host and friend, Brian Kilby. As I record this, it is 6:30 p.m. Friday. This is 2000, isn't it? Yes. January 14th, 2000. And today is the long-awaited Radio Free Cybertron Year in Review Awards. Well, long-awaited for us, that is, because we've been putting it together. Well, I've been planning it, anyway, for a while. And, we just announced it last week. But we're putting it together here today for you. Also on the show today will be John DeLuna's ATT Buzz. We'll have a top 10 by Turin, little alliteration there. And we'll have a review of Beast Machines Jetstorm. Got mine today. I like him. I sort of like Optimus Primal better. I'm looking forward to Black Arachnia myself because I kind of like Deluxes. But so far my favorite's been Tankor, I believe. But believe it or not, I do actually like Optimus Primal, even though he's like my least favorite character on the show. Well, I digress. Coming up right now, here on Radio Free Cybertron, is John DeLuna's ATT Buzz.
ATT Buzz.
ATT Buzz.
How you doing, everybody? This is the ATT Buzz, and the news group was drowning in sightings and reviews of Beast Machine toys all last week. I'm not saying that it was overkill, I'm just getting a little tired of reading all these posts that go something like 3 o'clock, no Beast Machine toys at Target, 3:05, no Beast Machine toys at Target, 3:10, still no Beast Machines at Target. I'm not saying it's overkill, but you know, at least I dig those reviews, so keep those coming. And if you're still one of the few places in the country that haven't found Beast Machine toys, just be patient because they'll get there eventually. Hasbro always comes through, right? I mean, Transmetal 2 Black Arachne always got to everybody eventually, didn't it? Never mind. Maybe she did. Because it looks like ATT is starting to rumble that Transmetal 2 Black Arachne may never get to some places. I mean, look, Beast Machines has started, Beast Wars is basically over, except for some repaints, and she hasn't showed up in some places at all, ever, not even once, like at my town. If it wasn't for that evil spawn of Unicron, that evil site known as eBay, I wouldn't have a Black Arachnia, because she never showed up in my town, she hadn't yet, so I guess Hasbro Man and his distribution are shoddy as always. And while I'm on the subject of eBay, let me go into shameless commercial mode and advertise a new Transformer auction site that's produced by our very own Transfan, Greg Galb. It's a good alternative to eBay, and it's totally free. It's open to everybody, and all you have to do is go to Flux, that's F-L-U-X, dot Snapbag, that's S-N-A-P-B-A-G.com. /TF. That's flux.snapbag.com/TF. And you click on auctions and you're there. And it's a full blown auction site. Not one of those sad classified pages on those other sites that go something like wanted, Field of Fortress Maximus. Willing to pay up to $5. If interested, contact RC's number one fan at AOL.com. So you can avoid all that crap and just get to the good stuff. Okay, back to the buzz, where news broke about Takara of Japan, Land of the Rising Sun, and their plans to bring about a brand new Transformers series later this year. It's not going to be called Beast Wars. They're dropping that name probably because of lack of sales, which is fine because we dropped that name too. Also, this new series will follow Takara's pattern of Transformer releases in releasing recolored and retooled American toys the one year, and then the next year releasing totally new toys, and then for going back to re-releasing U.S. toys, etc., etc. And this new series will kind of be a combination of the two. It'll have a Beast Wars 2, Beast Wars 2nd kind of flair to it. It's Beast versus Machine, but now the Cybertrons, the good guys, will be machines, and the bad guys, the Destrons, will be animals. So that'll be interesting. Included in this will probably be some repainted Transmetal 2 guys and some totally new toys for the leaders. But the Cybertron leader is going to be Firetruck Convoy. And I don't know about Firetruck Convoy. It just seems to me that, you know, if a convoy is going to be a vehicle, he's got to be a tractor trailer or something, some kind of big truck, not a fire truck. And it might be a case of Takara of the being of the mind that, well, you know, Convoy's already been a tractor trailer, so why should we go back to doing that? And my answer to that is, well, look at Laserrod Optimus Prime. You know, that wasn't heresy or blasphemy. Nobody complained that they had seen a tractor trailer Optimus before, and he was one of the best toys ever made. So you combine that with the technology we have now and Transmetal Paint, and, well, I'd just rather see a tractor trailer Convoy. That's it for the news. And that's it for the ATT Buzz this week. I'm John DeLuna. See you next time.
A little update there. In case John didn't mention it, the new line of Beast Wars toys will be called Beast Wars 2000, I think. I haven't been keeping up with it as much as I would have liked to. Fire Convoy is the leader of... I can't think of the name of the faction at the moment. I'm not sure if it's Cybertrons or not. But Fire Convoy looks cool. I've seen pictures of him, and I must have this toy. From what I understand, he has a Power Master Optimus Prime Super Shinra mode, where the smaller robot can merge with the big thing, the trailer. Yes, he looks pretty cool from what I've seen, and most of the other toys will be basically repaints, like Transmetal 2 repaints. I saw a few of the, I believe that they would be deluxe size toys. They looked like they were just plucked right out of the original launch from G1. They look like Diaclones, which is really cool. On the page at the bottom, there on the related links section, you can find a link to a page that I believe John found. It's a Japanese page, so if you don't speak Japanese, you know, that's okay. You can still look at the pictures. On the page, there are pictures of the Beast Wars toys, and they look really, really cool. Also, digitaltoys.com has some pictures, too. That's www.digital-toys.com. If you don't know, that's a place that sells toys, American toys, Beast Wars, Japanese toys. That's where I get a lot of my stuff from. Well, coming up right now here on Radio Free Cybertron is Turin's Top 8. Not Top 10, like I said earlier. Top 8.
To Cybertron!
Hello and welcome to another Top 8 list by Turin. Today we have the Top 8 Rejected Song Parodies. These are the Top 8 songs that we would not air on Radio Free Cybertron. First I'll list the author, then the original music, and then the title of the rejected song parody. The 8th rejected song parody is by Megatron, using music from Leslie Gore. The title is, It's My Battle and I'll Fly If I Want To. The 7th rejected song, by Beast Machines Optimus Primal, using music by the Four Seasons. Big Optimuses Don't Cry. We wouldn't air it. We wouldn't. The 6th rejected song is by Beast Wars Megatron, using music by Meatloaf. I'll do anything for Energon, but I won't do that. The 5th rejected song is by Rat Trap, the munitions expert, using music from Selena. Bitty bitty bomb bomb. Dinobot wrote the 4th rejected song using music from Tiffany. The title is, I think you're a clone now. The 3rd rejected song is by Warpath, using music from Hanson, and that alone is really enough to reject it. But the title is Bop Bam Zowie. The second rejected song is by Rampage, using music by Billy Ray Cyrus. Don't Break My Spark, My Achy Breaky Spark. And the number one rejected song parody that we would not air on Radio Free Cybertron is by Terrorsaur, using music from Elvis Presley, Can't Help Falling in Lava. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks there, Taryn. Let's see here. Coming up right now here on Radio Free Cybertron is the review of, what is it, Jetstorm by Goldimus Prime.
Okay, there must just be something about Jet Transformers, because Jetstorm is the greatest Beast Machines toy I have seen yet. Jetstorm's jet mode is massive for a deluxe. It wouldn't take much more for him to be equal to Tankor's mass. He's almost as big now. Jetstorm is highly detailed. He's got little techno bits molded all over his body, vents everywhere, and his cockpit, though it's very, very dark green, almost black, has circuit patterns molded into it that you can see if you hold a flashlight up to it. Jetstorm's color scheme is mostly blue with the occasional silvery gray and yellow highlighting and stripes, such as on the wings. Jetstorm looks to be about 6 inches from nose to afterburners in jet mode, and has a wingspan of about 5 inches. This is one great jet mode. Jetstorm's transformation is semi-difficult, but mostly intuitive. You could probably do most of it pretty easily without looking at the instructions, which are of no help anyway, so what's the point, huh? Side of the jet and the wings become arms, and the legs fold out from underneath. Main body folds up to be the torso, you don't want to know where the cockpit's going, and the head pops out of the back of the jet. Jetstorm's robot mode, though not looking like the show appearance, looks very nice on its own. It even has a hover mode similar to the TV model. Jetstorm retains the same color scheme in robot mode, being blue, silver, and yellow, with some added normal gray bits around the shoulders and arms. Jetstorm has missile launchers on his arms, which they fire pretty well, about 3 feet, but you gotta be careful about them, because they like to fire off on their own sometimes. They have real hair triggers. Jetstorm's spark is located on his back under a pentagon-shaped silver hatch with vents on the front. It's a reddish-orange, slightly lighter than Cheetor or Tankor's. Jetstorm's gimmicks are nice, too. They basically only come in jet mode. There's a switch you can press to make his cockpit extend out on what could best be described as a gooseneck. And then you can manually turn his head left and right and a small bit up and down. And then, of course, the missile launchers, as I mentioned earlier, will sometimes launch when you release the gooseneck. I guess it's like weak tabs holding the missiles in. Jetstorm even has landing gear that you can fold out. Unfortunately, the wheel is molded into the support piece, and it can't roll, but it looks kinda nice sitting on a flat surface. Okay, all in all, Jetstorm has a really, really nice jet mode. It's the best vehicle mode I've seen yet on the Beast Machines toys. The second best would be Tankor at this point. On the normal scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the worst, 10 being the best, Jetstorm gets a perfect 10 out of 10. I have no problems with his jet mode. His robot mode gets a 9 out of 10 on the same scale. I'm not sure, it's just missing something, I think. Jetstorm's gimmicks get 7 out of 10. I think some things could have been handled differently, like the gooseneck, and some things could have been executed better, such as the landing gear. Also, an extra gimmick probably wouldn't have hurt Jetstorm all that much, and might have added something more to him. Overall, on the same scale as before, Jetstorm gets an average rating of 9 out of 10. He's just really great. Go get him now. You know, search for him actively. No matter what kind of collector you are, he's the one for you. If you'd like to read a more in-depth review of this and many other Beast Machines and Beast Wars toys, go to my website at http://goldimus.freeservers.com. And while you're there, sign the guest book already. That thing is collecting dust. This is Goldimus Prime with the Radio Free Cybertron Toy Review.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron.
Thanks there, Goldimus. Let's see here. Before I forget, let me remind you that I'm not doing trivia this week because, well, I don't have a good thing worked out here. I'd like to come up with a new format. Possibly, even if someone has an offer of a good way to do this and would like to do this segment for me, email me at kilby316@abts.net. That's KILBY316@abts.net, and let me know. Also, on we mentioned on the site today are links to three of our RFC award winners who will be named here momentarily. Also is the Radio Free Cybertron link exchange if you want to help promote your site and want to swap links actually with us. Again, email me at that address. There's, you know, links to it somewhere. And also on the page is the guest book. We love people signing that. Let's see, there may be a new poll, there may not. If not, answer the old poll if you haven't, because we're considering changing things around. Tell us what format that you'd like to show it in. Let's see here, I believe that's it. Well, as promised, coming up right now is the Radio Free Cybertron Year in Review Awards.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron.
And now, the Radio Free Cybertron Year in Review Awards. The RFC Awards are determined by the staff of Radio Free Cybertron and are awarded to what we determine to be the best of the best of what the previous year had to offer. In the first category, of the category of television, Best Character, the nominees are Rampage and Black Arachnia. And the winner is Black Arachnia, as she appeared in Beast Wars. It wasn't very hard deciding between these two characters. Ultimately, Black Arachnia outshined her competition, while Rampage is a complex character who's an interesting character study unto himself. Black Arachnia brought more to Beast Wars than any of the other non-original cast members, and quite possibly more than any other character in general. She's a strong, non-stereotypical female role in an industry built on stereotypical roles. She was manipulative, cunning, and always out for number one, and we loved every minute of it. Hers is a character befitting of the Beast Wars legacy, and we were sad to see her go, as we were the whole of the Beast Wars cast. And next, in the category of television, best episode, the nominees are, number one, Master Blaster, two, Nemesis Part 2, and finally, Proving Grounds. And the winner is Nemesis Part 2. Nemesis Part 2 is by no means the best episode of Beast Wars. That honor would reside somewhere in Beast Wars Season 2. But Part 2 of Agenda, Nemesis that is a gem of an episode with only a few imperfections found in it. Unlike Code of Hero, the Agenda trilogy, or even Transmutate, Nemesis is about action and lots of it. Not to the point of sensory overload, but also not lacking at all. It's just enough. Optimus Primal, a character who most agreed was a weak excuse for a leader, flourished under the direction of Simon Furman. Optimus became the hunter rather than the hunted, a role more fitting than the usual wait-and-see character that we were used to. While Nemesis Part 2 may not have been the most fitting into Beast Wars, it certainly was the most fitting into Season 3. Coming up now, in the category of television, Best Writer, the nominees are... Number 1, Bob Ford. 2, DC Fontana from Crossing the Rubicon. 3, Larry DiTillo. And the winner is Larry DiTillo. One of the two men most responsible for Beast Wars greatness, the other is Bob Ford. Larry's contributions to trans fandom has been immense. He's helped shape and mold the characters that we've grown to love over the 3 seasons of Beast Wars like no other. What nothing else actually can be said of all that Larry has done, other than we're so very appreciative of it, and we're very, again, sad to see him go. Next, in the category of toys, Best Toy, the nominees are... Number 1, Scarum. Next is Optimus Minor. Next is Tigerhawk. And finally, Tankor. And the winner is... Optimus Minor. Wait, no, Scarum. You telling me that Optimus Minor is not the winner? Okay, I'll read the card. Scarum is a wonderful toy with an interesting color scheme, a unique transformation, and intricate detail. It wasn't easy to determine the winner of this most important category. Each and every toy nominated has its own merits. Tigerhawk is one of the greatest toys ever. Tankor, who marks the triumphant return of vehicular transformers to the Western world. Optimus Minor, the toy of kings and deserving of his own category. But, in the end, Scarum stands out as one of the best basics ever, and he outshines most of the other years of this year's deluxes. Scarum is a gem. The nominees for Toys Best Show Likeness are Dinobot 2, Tigerhawk, and Beast Machines Cheetor. The winner is Beast Machines Cheetor. Beast Machines Cheetor looks like he does on the show, which is actually remarkable considering how abhorred the show's design is, but that's for a different show. Whether that's really a good thing, that's debatable. In this case, however, that's up for you to decide. You'll hear this toy mentioned again in one of John's categories. Coming up now is Best Non-Show Toy in the category of toys. First nominee is Scarum. Next is Transmetal 2 Spitor. Transmetal 2 Optimus Minor. And Mirage. And the winner is... No, not Optimus Minor. Scarum. Yeah, Scarum wins this one, too. It only makes sense. Agreed, Scarum is a great toy and one of the best basics ever. But you can't overlook the greatness of Optimus Minor, either. I think that I'll do a special broadcast for Op Minor in the coming weeks. Watch out for it. And the nominees for the category of news, Best News of 1999, are... The Return of Vehicular Transformers. And Galvatron Low Convoy being offered by Hasbro Collectors. And the winner is The Return of Vehicular Transformers. This one was a no-brainer. It won with no contest at all. People have been begging for this for years, and it finally came true. While most people aren't satisfied with the show, most people can agree that the toys are great. Even if the toys weren't that great, the mere fact that Hasbro decided to move back in the direction of vehicular transformers is a fan's dream come true. And finally, in the Best of 1999, we have some special awards for outstanding fan material from the past year. Best webpage goes to Dave Van Demelen's Beast Wars page, which is always packed full of information from top to bottom. It's one of the best Transformers pages out there. A link is available on the RFC website. In the category of multimedia presentation, the special RFC award goes to Trent Troops, They Might Be Giants, The Statue Got Me High Transformers music video. This has to be the coolest thing that I've ever seen in my entire life. I said that as soon as I saw it, and it's been on my hard drive for months and months. It's about a 10 megabyte download, and it's worth every second of it. There is a link to Trent's webpage and a link to the actual video on the page. And finally, the last special award for 1999 goes to Transquake. Transquake is also one of the best things that I've ever seen. It's a Quake 2 conversion, full conversion, with skins, models, everything. I play this quite often. I actually play it every day. I get the deathmatch every so often. Again, the link is available on the RFC website, and eventually we may set up a game if anyone is interested in that. Email me at email us at rsc@knowledge.org. That's rsc@knowledge.org. There's no W. If you're interested in having a game, just let me know, and we'll see if we can get someone to set up a server for us. Coming up right now is John DeLuna, who has the privilege, I guess it's the privilege, or the task, actually that's probably better, of spelling out the worst of 1999. Take it away, John.
And thank you, Brian. Yes, I have been assigned the task of handing you, the hard-working, hardcore Transformer fan, the absolute worst of the past year. Now, I know what you're saying. Please, why must we focus on the bad? Why must we focus on the negative side of the things that we so do love? Can't we all just focus on the positives? Can't we all just forget about the first few weeks of Beast Machines? Well, no. You see, look at it this way. We'll spend a few minutes focusing on the bad, and we'll have the rest of the time to focus on the good. So we'll appreciate that all the more. Our first category of the worst of the past year is the worst toy of the past year. And our nominees are Transmetal 2 Scourge, Optimus Minor, and Beast Machine Cheetor. Now, we all know about the problems with Optimus Minor. Transmetal 2 Scourge was just a floppity mess, and Beast Machine Cheetor has those legs, that lame paw gimmick, and that transformation that will no doubt rip every piece of Transmetal paint off him within 10 minutes. Our winner is Optimus Minor. Yes, folks, this toy is so bad there are people that deny his very existence. Our next category is the worst television character of the year. And what a year for bad television characters. There are plenty out there, myself included, that would like to nominate the entire cast of Beast Machines. Well, I guess we can't do that because, well, at least the drones didn't talk, so we're safe there. Okay, the nominees are Silverbolt, who went from a pretty entertaining character to, well, an over-the-top cheese ball in what, like 3 minutes on Beast Machines? Next, our other nominees are Beast Machines Optimus Primal, Beast Machines Black Arachnia, and Beast Machines Cheetor. See a pattern here? I think so. And the winner is Optimus Primal from Beast Machines. What can I say? In Beast Wars, Primal was a good, competent, level-headed leader for the most part, and now he's this crazy old man. And I do mean crazy. Think about it. All he does is walk around saying, free your mind, let yourself go. Plus, he's got voices in his head. So he's like that weird uncle that your parents never want to talk about. Moving on to the next category is the worst haircut of the past year. And not since the great days of Scourge and Wreck-Gar with those classy mustachios have we actually had to have this category. But like all things in fashion and all things horrible, hair is back, baby, and the nominees are Transmetal 2 Cheetor with his Generation X goatee and Night Scream with that classic coif of hair. And in a landslide win, Night Scream is our loser because of that coif of hair. That lovely coif is bigger than the rest of us. It's bigger than life. It's got a life of its own, and that coif will light our darkest hour. Our next category is the worst episode, and the nominees are from Beast Wars, The Cutting Edge, featuring not only Cyberraptors, but Optimus's drunken rendition of There's My Little Guy, and what a singer he is. The next nominee is Crossing the Rubicon with Black Arachne's hideous, hideous transformation into that Transmetal 2 form. Just awful. Okay, our next nominee is Go With The Flow featuring the two proto-human kitties, and I will not dignify their name. From Beast Machines, our nominees are The Weak Component and Forbidden Fruit, which featured those radioactive kumquats and eggplants that made everybody feel kind of fuzzy. Our winner is The Weak Component. Yes, in 21 minutes, Beast Machines managed to butcher every character in the entire show, because we all know that after 3 years of Beast Wars, Rat Trap doesn't trust any Maximals. And, of course, Megatron has honor. Anyway, the next category is the worst character of the past year, and our nominees are Rat Trap in The Weak Component, Cheetor in Feral Scream Part 2, and the trifecta of Dinobot 2, Inferno, and Waspinator doing their little Three Stooges shtick in Go With The Flow. And the winner is, no doubt, Rat Trap in The Weak Component. Congratulations. Like I said, in that episode, everyone was out of character, especially Rat Trap. After 3 years of Beast Wars, yes, Rat Trap trusts no one, not even the Maximals, and he goes to Megatron to find some big guns. What's up with that? And our next category, the worst news of 1999. The nominees are, one, those first publicity shots of Beast Machines featuring the traumatic picture of Megatron in a shower curtain. Our next nominee is that brilliant, brilliant story swerve where Thrust is not Silverbolt. No, Thrust is Waspinator. That gives me chills. Chills every time I see it, and I really do mean it. That gives me chills. And finally, our nomination for the worst news of 1999 is the announcement that Beast Wars would be canceled. And without a doubt, that is our winner of the worst news of 1999. Not only did the announcement of the end of Beast Wars come at a bad time, it came out of nowhere. I mean, nobody saw this one coming. I can see, I can hear Bob and Larry in Hasbro headquarters right now talking to everybody saying, you know, we've got some great ideas for next season. Next season is going to be our best yet. And Hasbro Man turning around and saying, you know, I've got some great ideas for next season too. Have you met Bob Skurr? He's a genius. Scary stuff. Our final award is for the worst rumor or lie of the last year. Our first nominee is Bob Skurr saying Rhinox and Silverbolt were gone for good. I guess gone for good means 4 weeks. Our next nominee is, okay, get ready for this. Follow with me, kids. Here is our next nominee. The rumor that Crossing the Rubicon was named Crossing the Rubicron, because some people thought Rubicron was a river that Caesar crossed in one of his battles, which it's not. And our winner is nobody. Because you see, when it comes to lies and rumors, everybody loses. And we had our share of those. If you can't get enough of rumors and lies, check out Bob Skurr's FAQ. I hear it's full of them. So that's it, people. The best of the bad. The true flag of 1999. For Radio Free Cybertron, I am John DeLuna.
Radio Free Cybertron.
And that's it for this week. Tune in next week for more news, reviews, and insights in the world of the Transformers. And remember, if you want to contact us, email us at rsc@knowledge.org. If you want to be on the show, email me, and we'll set up an interview. I can finally get these done, hopefully. this week. Also, if you have any news or anything that you want to let us know, or any opinions on something such as the new Beast Wars series or what have you, you can email us, or any suggestions at all. And don't forget to tune in next week for the Radio Free Cybertron crew. I am Brian Kilby.
Remember, Radio Free Cybertron is not in any way affiliated or endorsed by Hasbro or Takara.